Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Jonathan Feldstein is the president at Genesis 123 Foundation. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be with you, South Africa.
Well, it is awesome to have you. The Iranian negotiation has obviously been one that has been years in the making. It obviously also benefits Iran, I would imagine, from taking their time over this, not reaching a conclusion, because time is exactly what they need. Where are we in these discussions? Because it does seem to be reaching a rather dangerous point.
Yeah, you're the second journalist in 2 days to ask me that question. The negotiations with the Western power, mostly Western, the P5 plus one, began on October 29th, restarted on October 29th after Iran had been delaying that a couple of times throughout this year. And after 5 days, those talks were suspended. I read today that the talks are being renewed. But there's nobody that's coming out and stating that there's any kind of great optimism. U.S. Secretary of State Blinken, who I have to hope is doing the right thing, has said that, hope is not the word, that he would use in this case, but they're starting again. And the question which you alluded to is as the Iranians kind of run out the clock, what are they doing and what do we know and what don't we know about what they're doing to deepen and entrench their nuclear weapons program?
And do we have that sense? I mean, we know what Israel is claiming that they're doing. We know that Israel is almost conducting this fairly covert operation to undermine Iran every step of the way. That must indicate that they know where they are in this journey.
So, look, I don't know, and if I did know, probably I wouldn't be able to say it live on radio.
Absolutely.
In South Africa or anywhere else in the world. I don't know what Israel knows. I know that it's reported that Iran has enriched uranium, some 20-some kilos of uranium already, up until 60%. 60% is far beyond any civilian use, and 90% is the threshold where one uses the uranium for it's called considered weapons grade. My question is, and I don't have a particular security in, so I don't know, but what don't we know? We know where there are facilities. Somehow someone believes, I'm certain the Iranians are not reporting, oh, today we got another 20 kilos of uranium enriched now to 40%. So the question is, what don't we know? I'm very confident in Israeli intelligence. A few years ago, you'll recall that we were able to break into and basically steal thousands of documents from an Iranian nuclear facility and bring them back and translate. So we do know that all the, as you said at the beginning of the conversation, these conversations have been going on for years, for more than a decade. And all of that proves that the Iranians have never operated in good faith, that their objective is to continue to enrich uranium and acquire a nuclear weapon. The question that I have ultimately is, what do we know and how can we hit, we Israel or the United States or Western powers, how can we hit and stop the Iranian run for nuclear weapons in its tracks? But in addition, it doesn't seem like too many people are asking about the explosions that have been taking place in Syria that could also be, you know, you need a much less sophisticated weapon to deliver nuclear material from Syria or from Lebanon into central Israel than you do from thousands of kilometers away in Iran. So I don't know what we know, but it seems that this week there's been a lot of turning up the heat here in Israel. The Israeli Minister of Defense, the head of the Mossad, are in Washington right now, and it's reported that the conversations are relating to a joint U.S.-Israeli strike on Iranian nuclear facilities.
Is there any alternative you know, as somebody who's covered the story for a decent amount of time, it just seems to be an absurdity that anybody thinks, in my view, that there is another, that there is a peaceful angle. Iran is not backing down from their desire to have nuclear weapons. It's that simple. If they wanted to, all they needed to do was say they're not, you know, is showing good faith that they've changed that policy. They're not doing that. Therefore, there doesn't seem, in my view, to be every alternative, any alternative.
Under the cover, under the current Iranian government and Islamic leadership there, I would tend to agree with you. I'm hopeful that maybe somehow something bad enough will happen there, that there'll be a revolution, another revolution. It's been 40 plus years since the Islamic revolution. Let the Iranians take back their country and let the Western powers support that, for any number of reasons. That we can talk about divine intervention. Israel is alleged, in some cases, along with U.S. support, to have attacked from cyber perspectives any number of things in the Iranian nuclear weapons program. That's probably continuing. But as I said to the Jerusalem bureau chief of a major Christian network yesterday, my belief, which I think you're kind of concurring with, is that if there's going to be a military strike at some point anyway, better to do it now and get and sort of rip the Band-Aid off, and we'll get punished. We will be battered by weapons from Iran, from Syria, from Lebanon, possibly from Hamas in Gaza. But if that's going to happen anyway, I don't know why
we would necessarily
wait. I don't know why. But then again, I don't know. I'm not involved.
Jonathan Feldstein, I could talk to you for hours about this, but we are out of time. President at Genesis 123 Foundation. Certainly, I hope that we will get you back on sooner than later. Apologies that your news is slightly late. It is 7:01. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.